It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler after yet another big-time win last week. This time a statement win, if you will, over Hanover on the road, 56-0. Coach, just your overall thoughts on the win.
Well, yeah, I was pleased with the way that our kids come out and played. You know, we held them defensively to, I think they had one first down and 55 yards total offense, something like that. So, you know, I think most of that come honestly on the first play of the game. They got a deep pass on us, and after that we kind of buckled down. So, you know, defensively I was happy with the way we played. We, kind of shut them down, and, you know, offensively I don't think we punted the ball at all. And all around I was, you know, happy with our efforts.
Yeah, you guys averaged 11.8 yards per play on offense with 25 plays for 296 yards, 132 over the air, 164 on the ground. Coach, I mean, talking about your guys' efficiency over the season, how do you keep that consistency going into such a tough matchup coming up on this Friday?
We try to stay, universal. We try to throw the ball, throw and run 50-50 and try to move the ball around to different guys where, honestly, a lot of times where makes it harder for the defense to kind of defend us, where if you only have one or two guys that are making all your plays, they can kind of contain him. But if you got multiple weapons, that just makes it more difficult for other defenses to kind of shut down.
Here with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler. And coach, we talk about almost every week how special Brennan Schmelzley is. But one thing that we don't talk about, I feel like, well, at least I haven't really brought up enough, is his ability to, make fewer mistakes. I mean, he hasn't thrown an interception this year, and he continues to hold the rock with a purpose. He doesn't fumble very often at all. And just his ability to be able to make smart decisions, talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's getting a lot better every week. You know, I think, honestly, at the first part of the year, he was a little timid in his decisions and lacked a little confidence. But that's, to be expected. Like I said, he hadn't played quarterback there since 8th grade just a little inexperience. And every week he's getting a lot better and just commands the huddle and the team. And his decision's so much better, on what he's trying to do. He's, like I said, gaining confidence every week, and you can just see it on the field.
And, Coach, what are your expectations for him every single week? I mean, not necessarily something statistically, but what are your expectations for him every week?
Well, just to get better and make sure we make good decisions. Obviously, there's a lot of times where we're making reads, whether it's a zone read, whether we're doing offense or defense. On offense, we're doing zone reads, whether he's got to read the linebacker or the defensive end. And just make smart decisions on what he needs to do.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back here with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler ahead of their game against Frankfurt on the road. Frankfurt playing a lot better than they were a year ago. They kind of showed off, gave us a preview of what they would be at the end of last year, and they have certainly been a force with just one loss to a very good Linden team. Coach, what are some things that you know about this Frankfurt team going into this matchup?
Well, you're absolutely right. They're, a much improved team over the last year or two, and their quarterback, Wes Anderson, is a sophomore this year, and you can tell he's gained a lot of experience from last year and is making good decisions, and I feel like he's kind of what makes them go. He's a really good passer. He can throw on the run. He can throw in the pocket. He makes good decisions. And then at the same time, they got the Loizzo kid in the backfield that is a big physical runner where when you try to stop the run and defend up for that, why at the same time, they're going to run the ball at you. So they're universal. They can run as well as pass. And we just got to be on our toes, Friday night for about anything if they want to throw at us.
Coach, I'm sure you're well aware, a lot of similarities between these two teams. Very explosive, very dynamic on offense, but also yet very balanced. What are your expectations on if this is going to be a high or possibly a low-scoring game?
You never know when you come into the game. You would like to think with two offenses like this that both to score at will, but, sometimes there's turnovers, and maybe sometimes kids get a little nervous going to these games where they don't play as loose as they should, and such. So, you never know what time you're going to get these type of games, but just kind of go with the flow and hopefully things, go in your favor.
Your guys' defense has been fantastic all year long, giving up just a little over 10 points per game. Frankfurt kind of the same boat. With the exception of the game against Linden where they gave up 70 points, they have been very solid all year long. Your thoughts on the way these two defenses match up against each other?
Well, I think it's just going to be a great matchup, on both sides of the game. I think our defense is and as well as theirs is getting better every week, where we're staying assignment sound, where honestly, I think in our first week against Caraparavel, we didn't play that well defensively. We kind of had guys out of alignment, but you know, that was to be expected. We had kids that have been in new positions and didn't play as well as we would have liked to. And I think we've gotten a lot better every week, you know, fixing those problems. And I think Frankfurt has too, where, they've gotten a lot better. You can see on film from what they've done the first few weeks to now that, they're really good. And they got some guys on there. The killer kid that is, looks like he's playing extremely well at the nose guard position. And some other kids that'll be, willing to come up and hit you fairly hard as well. So, I just think it's going to be a good defensive battle all the way around.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be broadcasting that right here on 92.1 FM KMZA. So be sure to stay tuned for that. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always.
Yeah, no, absolutely, anytime.
That was Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings.